Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you really are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jason Neal, Spirit of Christ Lutheran Church, Ham Lake, Minnesota.
Grace and mercy and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm recording this sermon on my iPhone. It's a nifty little device that can do all sorts of things. One of the interesting things about iPhones is that every once in a while, Apple will issue a software update. What this means is that though I'm holding the same piece of machinery, when that update occurs, it's going to function differently. That's what's going on in the gospel lesson for today. God is updating humanity to work the way it's supposed to. Jesus of Nazareth comes into our world to combat the problem of Genesis 3. Adam and Eve believe the lie that the serpent tells, that they can't trust God to take care of their needs and their future, that they need to be in charge of their lives, being like God, knowing good and evil. I have a resource called the Jesus Storybook Bible, and it describes the problem that comes with the curse this way. It says, "And a terrible lie came into the world. It would never leave. It would live on in every human heart, whispering to every one of God's children, 'God doesn't love me.' God's children would always be running away from him and hiding in the dark. Their hearts would break now and never work properly again." I wonder if that's not a description of your life. Instead of trusting God to provide for every need, you take matters into your own hands. You look to direct your own future, to be your own God. But in the gospel lesson, we have God acting in a new way to make things right. Jesus of Nazareth is Adam 2.0, human being 2.0. And Satan comes to him with the same set of lies. "You should take care of yourself. Provide food for yourself," he says. "Turn the stones into bread. People aren't going to trust you? Make them. Jump off the temple, and when you get rescued, they'll know who you are. You need power. Bow to me and I'll give it to you." But this time, this new human being, this Adam 2.0, will not believe the lie. He knows he can trust God with every need. And he knows that God's will for his life, no matter how difficult the road to Calvary might seem, is the right one. This God-man comes in our midst demonstrating trust. And the great blessing that we Christians have is that in baptism, Jesus gets downloaded into us. St. Paul will say, "It is no longer me, but Christ who lives in me." God makes the promise, that as Jesus lives in us, we will live a life of trust. That old Adam will still kick around. There'll be plenty of times where you'll be drawn into the temptation to take control of your life again. But the promise of God is that no temptation and no sin can draw us away from the newness of life that Adam 2.0 brings. And as we learn to listen to his voice and the Spirit that lives in us, the Spirit of Christ, we can more and more experience the peace that comes from his trust in his Heavenly Father. Incidentally, all of the things that Satan wants Jesus to do, Jesus ends up doing. Satan says, make bread. Jesus says, I will. My flesh will be bread for the life of the world. Satan says, greet death and see if God doesn't save you. Jesus indeed will greet death, and God will save him from the grave. Satan says, take the power, and indeed someday every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. But it is to the glory of God the Father. Adam 2.0, in his trust in the Father, accomplishes what we could not, and accomplishes it on your behalf. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jason Neal for today's meditation on God's Word.